Good evening, and thank you for being here. I'm Linda Allen, and I'm the Creative Resource Resident for the month. I've been here since October 5th. I'm going out on Sunday, and it's been one of the more productive times I've ever had for writing, so it's been truly a gift to be here. So I'm going to share, actually a lot of these songs are not what I wrote during my residency, those I've been sharing in the song circle, but there will be a few, like this first song, which I call Indication, and that seems like a good place to start. So could my choir come forward, please?
Dear God, hear my prayer. Holy One, please understand. Help me, God, to be the person that my dog thinks, that my dog thinks, that my dog thinks that I am.
Well, you never know where you're going to get inspiration here. And that came from a card down in the bookstore. One of my favorite cards down there. So, this wonderful choir over here, the children's choir, we have been working for months and months, haven't we, on this very song. So this is a song that I wrote many years ago with my daughters, who were 9 and 12 at the time we wrote this, and I was telling them about how a certain little flower came to our state of Washington. I'll stand right here. You can all see me, right? And I'll sing the first part, and then I'll tell you. Well, flowers come in green and pink and red, and they sleep all day in their little flower beds. But the little dandelion grows wild and free with her uncles and her cousins and the whole family. All, we're going to have the boys. First I make a wish, then I blow real hard, and the little dandelions fly all over the yard. Then I wait and I hope for my wish to come true. Yes, there's only so much a dandelion can do, everybody. All the adults in the room are going to do the doodly-doo. next one, I'm going to let the kids sing the first two verses, and they're very repetitious. So by about the third verse, our illustrious choir will join me, and you all may join as well. It's called I Believe That Peace Will Come.
And if the world turned blind and in the darkness there is And the light shall shine merry, merry and to see. And the child you carry carries our mystery. God's great promise in a young girl's body. Glory, glory, blessed be, blessed be. Glory, glory, blessed be.
Yeah.
actually, when she was older than I am now. It was a generation. We celebrate birthdays 3 days apart. She's now 89. Washington and other states too, telling that story because it's one of our most important civil rights struggles, the struggle for suffrage, and yet so little is known about it. But this song isn't about that. This is just a song about many generations of women who have come and gone. So dedicated to the women who've gone before and those who are coming after. Seasons come, seasons go, learn the things that women know. Plant the seeds and tend the land, working hearts and working hands. The seeds are scattered to the wind like broken hearts or might have been. Daughters plant them once again. That comes around, that'll come around a few more to sing that with me.
Grandma held a burning light, read the Bible every night. Found the faith to carry on with sons and husband dead and gone. In my darkest times I see Grandma's life holding me. Though my faith's a different hue, Grandma, I remember you. Many generations, many generations. My mother takes her own sweet time, drinks her days like vintage wine. In the kitchen I can hear her voices rising sweet and clear. Raised her kids and worked too hard, planted roses in our yard. In the fall she pruned them back, kids and roses needed that. Many generations, many generations. Now my daughters make their way, I smile to hear the things they say. So many seeds I tried to plant, nurtured now in their strong hands. Fingers dance on their guitars, songs as true as shooting stars. Grandma's light is burning still, I believe it always will. Many generations, many generations, many generations.
Well, this is something different. We're right in the middle of the big playoffs. Is baseball called playoffs in baseball? It's still playoffs.
No,
but it's the World Series. This is dedicated to my husband Scott and our son Nathaniel and all the patient moms and wives who show up. I am the coach's wife, it's not the life I would have chosen. Here I am at 42 degrees, sitting in the bleachers, leaning on my knees, hoping my boy gets a hit. Oh please, oh please, oh please, oh please, oh please. Little did I know when I married my husband, underneath the poet and the peaceful warrior lurked the heart of a supersized jock who rocked our baby to baseball talk and presented him a bat before he could walk. I like to hike and maybe some biking, theater and concerts, poetry dates, but fate just laughed and gave me him with his trickster eyes and his Saturday grin, and it's off to the ballpark once again. Hum-bada-bada, hum-bada-bada, give it a ride, give it a ride, five big amps, sit back and drive and slide, slide, slide. I'm in love with my boys of summer, my boys of spring and fall and winter. Oh my God, it's a suicide squeeze. My boy's in the middle and it's 42 degrees. The coach, his dad's on his knees. Oh please, oh please, oh please, oh please. As a college student, and didn't make it back till 1989, and yet my time at Holden absolutely shaped me in so many important ways, as it has for so many other people. So I came back in 1989, and this is the song I wrote out of that visit. It's just called Holden, but I'm going to get a drink first.
I watched a chipmunk who was busy watching me.
enough to see. She was standing up so straight and tall, her eyes were soft as brown. She held me with a question, and we never made a sound. Saw a man whose hands caressed and shaped a pot of clay. I watched soft as a whisper, then I smiled and stepped away. I heard a voice of wisdom who brought forth the best in me. I saw two people dancing with a grace I seldom see. And it was God on the mountain, though it may sound strange to you. God was in that village, and I know it too. God, that holy conjuring, what else could I do but talk to you, talk to you. Today I heard an old man laugh and I heard the clink of steam as a horseshoe left his steady hand, sailed across the field. Today I heard three young girls sing like God's own angel. I heard the river singing as I held my daughter's hand. And it was God on the mountain, though that may sound strange to you. God was in that village, and I know it to be true. God, that holy conjurer, what else could I do? Guess this world's enough for me. Hell must be the sorrow that can drive me to my knees. But if heaven is a place for souls to heal and hearts to rest, I think again I'll hold them and I'll know that I've been blessed. And it was God on the mountain, though that may sound strange. God was in that village, and I know it to be true. God, that holy conjurer, what else could I do but talk to you, talk to you, talk to you, talk to you.
Songs now that came from this past month of writing. The purpose of my time here, the project that I proposed to the village, is that I would be writing songs appealing to be sung at the bedside of people who are seriously ill or dying, because that's work that I do back in Bellingham. And I go in small groups and we sing at the bedside of just one person at a time. We sing very quietly, just usually three or four women. It's part of the Threshold Choir Movement, which is actually a national movement, and you can find out more about that. Just thresholdchoir.org and you'll get there. So these are some of the, just a sampling of the songs that I came up with. I think, well, I got a lot, a lot of songs. My choir.
If you can
have, words came from the mountain liturgy of this next song. Had inspiration, all kinds of things. So the text, I guess, actually came from the Lutheran Book of Worship. That's a very good text. Being up here, I feel so far away from it that I keep getting emails from people
saying, you know, I've just been traveling. It's in every town. Like, I can't believe how widespread it is. Kind of like a friend of mine, Utah Phillips, said once, he said, maybe we're winning and don't even know it. So, this is a song that was inspired. I started a local chapter of Women in Black in Bellingham for a while. And we would, and they're an international organization who go and stand against violence in many parts of the world. So it was the time leading up to one of the wars. I forget which one. There have been so many lately. And I was going down to the corner every Friday. We had a peace vigil in Bellingham for since the 60s, ongoing. And so I was going down there on a Friday, and my son was with me, and all the time I'm holding up signs, he's looking for signs to hide behind in case any friend might have to see him. And so I just thought, you know, I need to think a little more, why do I do what I do? And there's a story in the Midrash, in the Jewish tradition, that has a story about the rabbi in a town who has, for as long as anyone can remember, been protesting and holding up signs, and the children of the town have stoned him. They've grown up and remember, and finally people said, you know, this isn't doing any good. Why are you doing this? And he said, well, at first I did it because I thought I could change things, and now I do it to keep them from changing me. So I like that story.
Woman standing in the rain on a cold October day. In her hand there was a sign and said there must be a better way. By her side her child asked, why do you do the things you do? Won't you know I did it for me, now I'm doing it for you. Child again. will come. I believe that peace 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 will
several of them, so different ones, so come see, and there's some good ones.
Could you do knit and purl for the ladies that are knitting and purling?
Knit and purl. I have to hope that I brought music.
It's a curtain call.
Yes, it is. Oh dear, can we see? I'm not sure I can remember the words. I didn't bring it, but let's try. He's doing knees. Somebody doing it right.
Knit, purl. Knit, tick, tick, purl. Tick, 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 purl. Tick, 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 purl. Tick, 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 purl. You're getting along, and you reach the spot. Something.